Bobrero Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste and press selection of classic Mexican plates.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's $1.29 Chicken Taco Day. You heard it right. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy tacos. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each. Add a refreshing drink and perfecto. $1.29 Chicken Tacos. Only at Roberto's Taco Shop. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media.
Listen up!
NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It is live and local now for a Wednesday, a hump day. Good news on the presidential polling front. Rasmussen reports their daily presidential tracking poll for yesterday showed 53% of President Trump's job performance approval. 53%. That's bordering on a landslide. Are we headed that direction? We'll find out. There's been some weird, odd stuff going on in Congress now that the Democrats have the House of Representatives. There was an amazing confrontation yesterday. Candace Owens with Jerry Nadler. It was just. I tell you what. It's going to be interesting these next 2 years. You know, the next couple of years before the presidential race in 2020 is going to be fascinating. Joining us now, our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley, Jim Yoder joining us. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Kevin. How you doing?
I am doing great. Tell me what happened. For those that did not see this or hear this, explain what happened with Candace Owens.
Wow. I have never seen anybody in Congress owned the way Candace Owens owned Ted Lieu, one of our local congressmen. I won't say any adjective in front of it. Congressman here, as well as Jerry Nadler yesterday. What they did was they tried to edit some audio to their advantage to show that she was pro-Hitler and all this stuff. And she just called them out on it, and they just sat there stunned. It was a beautiful thing to watch. This lady is very talented. She believes in what she's saying, and she's not going to back down from anybody. And I really admire that girl.
We had Nadler. We had Mad Maxine Waters. The Democrats have become emboldened that as chairman and chairwomen of these committees, they're taking liberties that no Republican ever took. What do you make of this new attitude? The funniest one was Mad Maxine saying it's a new day and I'm a new chairman.
Yeah, in November 9th, 2016, all the rules went out the window as far as the Democrats are concerned. And they don't care about fairness or being gentle women or gentle men. All they want to do is win. They don't care about the country. They don't care about anybody but themselves. They want to win. They want to destroy this president, and they will not stop at anything to destroy him. I love your buddy Mikey up there in Reno, but I have to disagree with him. I think Mnuchin showed the world how small and petty and unintelligent and ill-informed Maxine Waters is. I thought he owned her, and I admire him for taking the stand, because she's one of the most corrupt people in Congress, and she's got an awfully big mouth, and so one of these days it's going to come back to haunt her. But I thought he did a great job with her.
Speaking of doing a great job, what'd you think of William Barr? He testified yesterday before a House committee. Today he was on the Senate side testifying. No big bombshells other than we should have a report redacted by maybe the weekend, shortly after.
Well, this guy's been around the block a few times. He was George H.W. Bush's attorney general, so he knows the ropes. He can buy and sell these people all day long when it comes to intelligence, if you're using that as currency. I think we are going to have that report this weekend, and I think he's pretty confident that it's going to clear the president. If anything, these people in Congress have emboldened him to take the position he's taking, but now he's going a step further, and he just flat out said today that there was spying on the Trump campaign, and he's going to get to the bottom of it. So there could be some heads rolling. This guy's not Jeff Sessions. He's not going to play around, and I like the approach he's taking, and I think that the people in Congress are a little surprised at how he's reacted to them.
Well, and even, you know, they didn't even the Democrats did not even get, I mean, rowdy with him. I mean, they were almost deferential to William Barr, and when he said something, it was a fact. Do you like the you know, having a veteran, experienced hand in that job, and the fact that the Democrats could never take advantage of him?
Well, that's the whole thing. They had to be deferential to him because they had no position against him. This guy knows 10 times more than they will ever know. And I love the fact that this guy's in there. I mean, I have all the respect in the world for Jeff Sessions. I think he's a great senator. I thought he did a great job. He was put in a tough position, and he did what he thought he had to do at the time. I don't think that he's one of these guys that was out to subterfuge Trump or anything like that. But William Barr is a whole different animal. He's an experienced attorney general. He's an experienced litigator. And these people in Congress aren't going to be able to compete with that. And at least they're smart enough to realize that, because he'll make them look like fools. But I think this guy's going to come out with a great report for clearing Trump completely. And he's going to give everything he is legally allowed to give from the Mueller report to Congress and the public, and people will see for themselves that this was a total hoax for the last 2 years.
Again, Jim Yoder joining us, our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley, and simply put, he knows where all the bones are buried. He also knows where his governor is, the People's Republic of California, the governor, Gavin Newsom. He's in El Salvador. What in God's name is he doing walking the streets of El Salvador? It's not safe there.
He's running for president in 2024. That's what he's doing. He should be walking the streets in San Francisco and San Jose and Sacramento and Bakersfield and seeing what a crap fest this state has become under Jerry Brown and himself. I mean, what he's done in San Francisco as mayor was just awful. I mean, there's people here in the state who's had their siblings and their sons and daughters killed by illegal aliens, who are absolutely astounded and very upset that he's down in El Salvador doing that. He should be up here, but he's trying to raise his profile. And what I get a kick out of him is he calls Trump all the time, and he's very nice to Trump. He's very deferential to Trump on the phone. And then he goes down to El Salvador, and he's bad-mouthing Trump in a foreign country, and I just don't go for that at all. But all he's doing is running for president.
Am I right that you poor folks in the People's Republic of California, you spend a good deal of your state budget on illegals? I mean, are people aware of how bad it's gotten for you folks?
Most people that vote for the Democrats aren't aware at all. But one-third of our budget goes to taking care of illegal aliens. But everything goes to them. You know, they get the free driver's license. They're allowed to drive in San Francisco without a driver's license, and that's not considered illegal. They get anything they want here. I know people. I was talking to a gentleman today who is originally from the Midwest, and he owns a company that installs televisions and audio and video equipment, all this stuff. He's very successful here in Indian Wells. You have to book him up a month or two in advance, and he's telling me he's getting ready to leave the state. It just scares him so much. You know me, I've already moved a company to Nevada, and I'm considering selling my home here and moving to Nevada myself. It's just, you just don't know. There's so many unknowns here. And Jerry Brown is a conservative compared to Gavin Newsom. This guy, Gavin Newsom, could be the most empty suit in politics. But he's got a lot of power. He's got a lot of money behind him. And he can do whatever he wants to do. And he's doing it.
Hey, Jim, what are some of the more radical things that Gavin Newsom has brought to the table? We knew that Governor Moonbeam was just flat out nuts. But what is Newsom? What are some of these crazy ideas he's got?
God, it's just almost too numerous to mention. Just letting all the illegals do whatever they want to do is probably the worst thing that he's doing. They're more legal than we are. They don't have to pay any taxes. They get all the benefits. They get free health care, free medical care. I'd say the wildest thing he's doing now is he has just mandated that colleges and universities must perform abortions for free. That just came out this week. So if you're a college girl and you're a little slut in college and you get pregnant 12 times a year, not a problem. Just go up to your local college infirmary there, and they it's mandated they have to give you an abortion for free.
That is incredible. That is incredible. Hey, I want to ask you about one of the presidential wannabes. He got horrible, horrible reviews in Iowa, a place where a lot of successful presidential wannabes have launched campaigns and ended up going on to the White House. But Beto apparently just bombed over the weekend.
Well, they tried to couch it so he was successful. I saw a CNN picture where it showed that it was standing room only and this and that. But he had 120 people there. And what they didn't tell you is the majority of the people were Iowa college students who got credit for their classes if they attended the event. And so some of these people didn't even care for Beto, but they knew they could get credit, so they showed up for it. I thought one of the funnier stories was Beto was in the restroom washing his hands, and a student walked up next to him and was washing his hands and turned to Beto and said, "Oh, are you here for the Beto show?" he didn't even know it was Beto.
Oh, my God. I'm curious if there are some of these others. I mean, we saw Eric Swalwell has now joined Kamala Harris as the two California candidates for president. Nobody that I know knows anything about Eric Swalwell. You know anything about him?
Well, I know a lot about him. I mean, he's just a panderer. He's, 37, 38-year-old guy. If you look at Jerry Brown, Kamala Harris, Eric Swalwell, and Gavin Newsom, that should tell you all you need to know about this state. I mean, my God, that's who represents our state, and that is the thinking. Eric Swalwell, he's the guy that said that if we didn't give our guns back when the government demanded them, he'd nuke us. So I don't think Eric's going to go real far. I think Eric and Beto will probably be the first two out of the race. I think Elizabeth Warren's already cooked. She's down. She can't even get she's running third in her own state. So I think she's done. But I think the press has always wanted Kamala Harris anyway to be the person.
I'm curious though, when it comes to the presidential wannabes, is it a matter of anybody that can raise $4 or $5 million can run for a couple of months?
Yeah, and
until the money runs out.
Well, until the money runs out, or they're able to hide it somewhere so they can live the rest of their lives pretty well, which I think, Bernie's been able to do that. And I think many others have. God knows how much the Clintons have been able to squirrel away. I think it's in the billions of dollars, not the millions. But you raise $4 or $5 million, I guess you can throw your hat in the ring. But nothing's going to happen. I still think, I told you this 2 weeks ago, I think the person to watch with Joe Biden going by the wayside is Michelle Obama. I don't think she is out of the mix. I think they're going to prop her up in the next year or so.
Be careful. I'm just curious of the, I don't know what it is now, 20, 25, whatever the number is. Is there anybody out there that can run as a moderate? Buttigieg, the mayor of South Bend. I'm not sure. Howard Schultz, he's running not as a Democrat but as an independent. Anybody that can run to the middle and win, you think?
No, because the Democrats won't let them win the primaries. I think Howard Schultz makes the most sense of any of them, and I was never a big Howard Schultz fan, but he seems like a very reasonable, well thought out person to me. But I don't think he's got a chance. That's why I think they got rid of Joe Biden. And this Buttigieg, this guy from South Bend, what's he picking a fight with Mike Pence? He always brings up Mike Pence like, you know, Mike Pence has been nothing but kind to him, said kind words about him 2 years ago, 3 years ago. But now he's got this war with Mike Pence. I guess they all, Obama did this. They all need a bogeyman. They all need a straw man to have an argument with.
But Mike Pence is normal next to Trump. I mean, why not? I'm just wondering why he wouldn't pick on Trump. Why does he pick on the normal guy?
Because in his world, Mike Pence, who is a strong Christian, who supports traditional marriage, is his enemy. And if you support traditional marriage in this world today against the LGBTQI crowd, you are the enemy.
Wow.
There's no room for a conversation about that, and that's the problem. So he's just made Mike Pence the bogeyman, but it's not going to work for him. This guy's not going to go anywhere either. I don't think it's a problem. You know, you said that Rasmussen's got this 53%. To me, I think Rasmussen is the most accurate poll out there. I think it was the most accurate in 2016, so I tend to believe them. But if Rasmussen's saying it's 53%, I believe it's 60%.
Wow.
I think Trump's going to get 70 million votes this time.
Jim, if folks want to know more about what you're up to, where do they go? Where do they find your company, which, by the way, is in the process of moving to Southern Nevada from the People's Republic of California?
It's statelinebag.com. So I don't know if I can do this or not, Kevin, because if Mike ends up buying bags from me, it's going to be expensive because I have to buy you dinner at the Golden Steer.
There you go.
But,
I just love that. I love that.
Yeah, statelinebag.com. That's singular, statelinebag.com.
That's great. Yet another small business person moving their financial empire from the People's Republic of California to, of all places, Southern Nevada. Hey, Jim, it's always good. Have a great weekend, my friend, and we will talk again in a couple of weeks.
See you in 2 weeks in the studio.
Can't wait. That's Jim Yoder joining us, our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
My fellow Nevadans, have you been wanting to start a new business but just don't know where to start? Do you have dreams of being independent and free to use your creativity? I'm Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. It's our mission to help small business owners get their doors open. This year, the Taylor Consulting Group is celebrating our 10-year anniversary. To date, we have helped over 1,000 small businesses get started here in our great state of Nevada. If you want to open a tavern, a supper club, a cafe, or a banquet facility, we can help. Our firm specializes in gaming licensing, liquor licensing, zoning matters, and government affairs. We are your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
Valley Electric Association is working to be as transparent as possible with our members, now more than ever. Our interim CEO has opened the books, providing members with monthly financials, board reports, an annual review by auditors, and expanded content on our websites for ease of access and transparency. VEA has reduced our annual operating expenses by $11 million, with further savings still to come. Valley Electric Association, we are your cooperative, your community, and we're your neighbors.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Sam Peters of Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation and ranks in the top 10% of Allstate agents nationally. Auto, home, life, retirement, you name it, he does it. Call Sam right now, 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000. Coming up, it's my favorite part of the show. It's called our wall-to-wall free-for-all. This is where you call in, you talk about what it is that matters to you. It might be something we talked about earlier in the show, something we talked about earlier in the week. Or maybe, just maybe, it's something we haven't talked about that we should be talking about. That's what we do in our wall-to-wall free-for-all. The smart guys and gals, they're starting to dial in now. Look at them. 844, the number 2, Nevada. I've got one line open now. You want to seize it? You can. That's 844-263-8232. Coming up, we're going to take a break. And then we'll come back, okay? We're going to get you some bump music. We're going to get bump music, and then you know what we're going to do? We're going to get you a quick break. As we continue, it is live and local now.
Don't you love her madly? Or don't you need her badly? Don't you love her ways? Or tell me what you say.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you till 12 noon. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. Our lines are jammed, as they usually are. And when you hear somebody ring off, that'll be your opportunity to ring in. Simply put, the wall-to-wall free-for-all is where you call in and you talk about what it is that matters to you. For the first 2.5 hours, we talk about what matters to me, what I care about, and my staff. And in the final half hour, we turn the program over to you. It can be anything. In fact, let's go to Jerry. Jerry, you're up. You're in Boulder City, yeah. And you are live and local now. Go right ahead.
Okay, I'm talking about the Supreme Court, and if Trump lives through his second term, that'll make Clarence Thomas 75. Breyer will be 84. Ginsburg will be 90. I think that he's going to have a chance to put somebody in Ginsburg and Breyer, but I'm thinking that Thomas might want to resign while he's president so he can put another conservative into his spot. What do you think?
I think he's very principled, and I think he would do that. The same way Ginsburg's going to be carried out of there, you know, as you said, yeah. Ginsburg's going to be 90 or something like that. It's going to look like, you know, Weekend at Bernie's, the movie, you know, the dead guy that they take around all weekend. I can see that. I hope that those that are going to get out sooner rather than later. Because then we're going to get into that, oh, well, he's a lame duck. He got reelected, but now he's a lame duck, so we shouldn't let him appoint anybody, which is absolute nonsense. But, you know, go figure. I'm talking about Clarence Thomas. Do you think Clarence Thomas will do the right thing and get out early, perhaps?
You know, I think it's 50-50. He could, and of course, all of it has to do with his health. But at 75, you know, does he really want to be in that grind? I don't know.
Well, just so you know, I mean, they're off. They're off most of the summer. They're off all of the summer. When you say it's a grind, I don't know that being a Supreme Court justice, they only hear, I want to say they only hear, is it 100 cases? Somebody once told me that they only deal with like 100 cases at a time. That's not, and you got, you know, clerks. I don't know that I would call being a Supreme Court justice a grind.
Yeah.
That may be stretching it just a bit. Robert, Palm Springs, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Reporting about the Orthodox Jewish community in Williamsburg on national news giving the impression that they're responsible for this outbreak and cover over the fact it's coming from these sick kids. The Center for Disease Control is blaming unvaccinated Americans, homeschool, religious people. So we're witnessing the same kind of tactic that occurred in Nazi Germany. And I believe that Obama and Brennan and Hillary, they're behind this stuff. And until they are arrested and handcuffed by the Attorney General and put up out of action in federal prison pending trial, we haven't seen the end of what is going on here.
Well, I'll just tell you this. You bring me some facts. You bring me something that they call evidence. You bring me some evidence, we'll talk about it. But short of evidence, the idea that Obama and Hillary and Clinton are all a part of this thing, that there's some sort of cabal that's going on, I have a little trouble with that. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, I've just freed up a line at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's go to Frank. Frank, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
A couple of quick comments on previous calls. As far as all of it, Chase, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, all the banks, and if you're FDIC supported, all you are is tentacles of the Federal Reserve. And I had to learn the hard way.
What happened?
I made a big score and found out the hard way about anything. Most depositors that go to pull out one penny more than $10,000 of their own money don't realize that they have to notify a collection agency that they're doing that. They don't ask why when you deposit, but they ask why when you take out, And if it's 10,000 or more, they tell you you got to wait a week. And I lead. I've traced that back to the Federal Reserve, and we're all drug dealers and money launderers.
The asset forfeiture.
So the main thing on transparency, this demon rat party. You know, common sense to your listeners. Not one of the 20 candidates is running on anything that is constitutionally provided for. That's A. That tells you what they're about. Transparency? Didn't good old boy Bubba say he was going to be transparent? And Obama, he was going to be the most transparent of all the presidents.
You'll see the negotiations. You'll see the negotiations on C-SPAN. Remember that?
Last but not least, know this. We've got their playbook, Solowinski's rules for radicals. They are chronic, conditioned, indoctrinated, lockstep, goose-stepping, pathological projectors. Whatever they are accusing us of, that's exactly what they're doing.
Frank, thanks, man. You want to join us? You want to replace Frank? You certainly can. I've got one line open. You can seize it right now. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I want you to hear, we've had a couple of different, can you just do your chord there just a little bit? There we go, I think. Yeah, okay. Oh, now I'm hearing myself. I wasn't hearing myself in my headphones. I don't know what happened. I want you to hear this amazing piece of audio involving Steve Mnuchin and Mad Maxine Waters. This is Cut 8. And I want you to hear Cut 8 because, to me, this is the quintessential kicking butt when it comes to a full-of-themselves member of Congress. This is Mad Maxine Waters and the Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin. As I say, this is Cut 8. This was yesterday, the House Financial Services Committee.
I've sat here for over 3 hours and 15 minutes. I've told you I'll come back. I just don't believe we're sitting here negotiating when I come back. We'll follow up with your office. How long would you like me to come back for next time? I've told you I'll accommodate you.
I appreciate that, and I appreciate your reminding us of the length of time other secretaries have been here. This is a new way. And it's a new day, chair,
okay,
and I have the gavel at this point. If you wish to leave, you may.
Can you clarify that for me?
Yes, clarify is
so,
this.
So
if you wish to leave, you may.
Okay, so we're dismissed, is that correct?
If you wish to leave, you may leave.
I don't understand what you're saying.
You're wasting your time. Don't remember, you have a foreign dignitary in your office.
I would just say that the previous administration, when the Republicans, they did not treat the Secretary of the Treasury this way. So if this is the way you want to treat me, then I'll rethink whether I voluntarily come back here to testify, which I've offered to do.
Mr. Secretary, I want you to know that no other secretary has ever told us the day before that they were going to limit their time in the way that you're doing. So if you want to use them as examples, you have acted differently than they have acted. And as I have said, if you wish to leave, you may.
If you'd wish to keep me here so that I don't have my important meeting and continue to grill me, then we can do that. I will cancel my meeting, and I will not be back here. I will be very clear, if that's the way you'd like to have this relationship.
Thank you. The gentleman, the secretary, has agreed to stay to hear all of the rest of the members.
Okay,
please
so just
cancel
let's be
your
clear
meeting
to the press.
And respect our time.
I am
who is next on the list?
My foreign meeting. You're instructing me to stay here, and I should cancel.
No, you just made me an offer.
No, I didn't make you an offer.
You made me an offer that I accepted.
I did not make you an offer. Just let's be clear.
Well,
you're instructing me. You are ordering me to stay here.
No, I'm not ordering you. I'm responding.
Okay.
I said you may leave anytime you want, and you said said, okay, if that's what you want to do, I'll cancel my appointment and I'll stay here. So I'm responding to your request. If that's what you
want
to do. That's
not what I want to do. I told you.
What would you like to do?
What I've told you is I thought it was respectful that you'd let me leave at 5:15.
You are free to leave anytime you want. You may go anytime you want.
Please dismiss everybody. I believe you're supposed to take the gravel and bang it. That's
please do not instruct me as to how I'm to conduct this committee.
I just love that. No, I'm sorry. I mean, I've got to admit, Mad Maxine is so full of herself. She's full of something else, but we'll leave that to your imagination. But she is so full of it. And that's why I'm glad to see somebody stand up to her. It's about time somebody stood up to these demo rats. We'll get to more of your calls on the other side. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. By the way, who do you think won that? Or was it a draw? Call me right now. Let me know. I had Mike and Reno say, I just missed that call altogether. Nah. No, that I totally missed it, and that Mad Maxine prevailed. I didn't think so. Maybe we're listening to the something different, or listening to it with a different set of ears. You want to join us? Here's how you do it: 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wald. The program live and local now.
Is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Valley Electric Association is working to be as transparent as possible with our members, now more than ever. Our interim CEO has opened the books, providing members with monthly financials, board reports, an annual review by auditors, and expanded content on our websites for ease of access and transparency. VEA has reduced our annual operating expenses by $11 million, with further savings still to come. Valley Electric Association, we are your cooperative, your community, and we're your neighbors.
It's time to put the fun back in political fundraising. That's why Active Republican Women of Las Vegas is hosting its 2019 Fashion Show and Luncheon, Sunday afternoon, April 14th from 1 till 4 at Spanish Trails Country Club, featuring 21st century retro design by Bunker Bradley Couture. Tickets are just $45. VIP sponsored tables are available for $500. To purchase your tickets to this mega fun event, go to ARWLV.com. That's ARWLV.com.
I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy has been following legislative session closely, and we've been letting you know what bills you, as a taxpayer and a citizen, should be worried about. We're doing more than simply watching what happens in Carson City. We're making sure that taxpayers, citizens, and individuals have a voice. But we can't do it on our own. We depend on our partners throughout Nevada, individuals, parents, and taxpayers, who donate to our cause and support our mission. It's because of the generosity of our supporters that we're able to give a voice to taxpayers and fight for freedoms we hold dear. Visit nevadapolicy.org/donate and partner with us today. Together, we can make sure that government lobbyists and insiders aren't the only voices heard in Carson City. That's nevadapolicy.org/donate. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
Hi, this is Jackie Thornhill, president-elect of the Las Vegas Rotary Club. For 96 years, the Las Vegas Rotary Club has taught area youth to succeed through literacy, education, and life skills development. To fund our year-round programs, we hold one major fundraising event each year. This year, the Las Vegas Rotary Club brings together world-class cuisine and high octane. It's a speed and style reception Saturday night, April 27th at Celebrity Cars in Las Vegas. Enjoy food station pairings, check out classic and exotic cars and motorcycles, with a special appearance by cast members from the hit TV show Counting Cars. You're all invited to our world-class speed and style reception benefiting Spread the Word Nevada. Proceeds stay here in Southern Nevada to continue the amazing work Rotary does in our local community. To order tickets, go to LasVegasRotary.com. That's LasVegasRotary.com, and I'll see you Saturday night, April 27th.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. We've talked a lot on this show about what's going on in Carson City. And we've talked about at least one of the bills that is going to be absolutely horrible for our state. This is a bill that would give state employees the right to engage in collective bargaining. And now the Las Vegas Metro Chamber of Commerce has come up with a study saying that the move could add $1.7 billion to the annual cost of state government over the course of 20 years. $1.7 billion to the annual cost of government. The analysis comes as the bill, which is, what is the bill? A Senate Bill 135. It is a Senate bill, and we need to kill it, because this bill is wrong for Nevada. And if we're having trouble making ends meet as a state now, imagine what it's going to be like in a couple of years. And the Senate Government Affairs Committee is supposedly going to be, it's going to have a work session today before the Senate Government Affairs Committee. If it survives the Senate Government Affairs Committee, it would move right to the Senate floor. Now, the chamber testified against the bill last week. And that doesn't mean that this thing is going to pass or that it's not going to pass. But there was an analysis by the chamber, and it was prepared by RCG Economics, an economic research firm. If the collective bargaining had been in effect in 2016, the annual growth in spending in 2012 dollars would be about $29 per capita per year. But the lead number that everybody needs to keep in mind is that this Senate Bill 135 could add $1.7 billion to the annual cost of state government in 20 years. That's how bad this is. And to the Democrats, they don't really give a damn. All they care is paying back the folks that got them elected. And that's kind of sad. Now, will cooler heads prevail? I don't know. But this chamber study, this Las Vegas Metro Chamber of Commerce study, to me, I think puts this in amazing perspective. Because this is going to be expensive. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now is brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. In fact, it's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. I was there for lunch yesterday. Had the best cheeseburger in town. In fact, I had a bacon cheeseburger. It was phenomenal. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Tomorrow on the show, I'm very excited about tomorrow. I mentioned earlier on that the president's approval ratings now exceed 50%. Rasmussen has him at 53%. Now, it just so happens that tomorrow I've got Wayne Allen Root on the show. And the question I'm going to put to him tomorrow, are the American people finally catching up? Are they finally getting it about this president? Despite all of the negative publicity, is it possible that America is finally figuring out Donald J. Trump? Yeah, the Twitter feed. Yeah, some of the things he does. Some of the policies that end up being, you know, scrapped by the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Despite all of that, is it possible the American people are finally getting it about Donald J. Trump? I think that's what's happening. And the same thing that happened in 2016 is starting to happen now. We don't care about any of this other extraneous stuff. We don't care about what Adam Schiff is doing. There was no Russian collusion. All we want is somebody that's going to get stuff done. 22 regulations went by the board for every one regulation added. Tax cuts. The wall is going up. He visited Calexico last weekend. Yeah. And the fact is that I think America is finally figuring out this president does what he promises. Promises made. Promises kept on issue after issue. Supreme Court justices. We're going to get you conservative judges, and they're doing it. He's doing it. By the way, I want to welcome all of our friends from all across the country and the world, for that matter. The National Association of Broadcasters Convention. It's held every year here, and it's so much fun. And broadcasters from all across the country come to Las Vegas, and folks even come down from Reno and Gardnerville. Yeah, no, they do. That's gonna. In fact, I may be headed down there tonight. Yeah, just to hang out, you know. That's gonna do it for today. Wayne Allen Root joins us tomorrow. Hope you'll join us as well. Till then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Live and local now.
Girl, look inside, girl, let the sound take you away. Last night I owned a letting slip, and so I wish that I could stay. Before the thing could answer me, well, someone came with the lamp away.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal. And boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media?
Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016. Or check them out at skclv.com.